Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 30th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. I have this little quirky thing that I do when I pray for my kids. I pray for Webb to be a prophet, Eleanor to be a priest, and May to be a king. I don't know how I got started. I think I was praying for Webb to be a prophet, and then I had another child, and I was like, oh, another attribute of Jesus is that he is a priest, and then he is also known as a king. Well, I've got a daughter, so sometimes I switch it up to be a queen. Well, the reason I'm telling you this is because in today's passage in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 14 through 20, it's all about the king. So Moses is saying, when you get to this new land, you're going to want a king. And that's actually something that is against what God would prefer. He wanted to be their king, but they want a human king. And so he's giving some regulations, Moses is, for what this king should be like. So as we read through the text, it also can be a prayer for our children or for ourselves, people who are vassal kings, people who are ruling with justice and equity in a world that the Lord has given us. And so I see several don'ts in this passage and several do's for us. One is don't acquire too much stuff. Don't take many wives, it said, for your heart will be led astray. Don't acquire too much money. And don't consider yourself better than your brother. So humility and remembering that God owns all and can provide for you is very important. And then there are several do's. Do keep the law and read it all the days of your life. What a beautiful recommendation for Project 119 that we would read the law of God all the days of our life. And then do revere the Lord your God and follow his laws and decrees. And that's truly my prayer for May and for all of us, that we would revere the Lord and that relationship with God would not be a check on the list, but it would be something that brings true joy and that it would bring great happiness as we read and follow God's instruction for us. Okay, I should have queued this up, but I'm looking for Deuteronomy chapter 17. We'll start in verse 14 and read through the end of the chapter. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you and have taken possession of it and settled in, you will say, "Let us set a king over us like all the nations around us." Be sure to appoint over you a king the Lord your God chooses. He must be from among your fellow Israelites. Do not place a foreigner over you, one who is not an Israelite. The king, moreover, must not acquire great numbers of horses for himself or make the people return to Egypt to get more of them. For the Lord has told you, you are not to go back that way again. He must not take many wives, or his heart will be led astray. He must not accumulate large amounts of silver and gold. When he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law, taken from that of the Levitical priest. It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life, so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees, and not consider himself better than his fellow Israelites, and turn from the law to the right or to the left. Then he and his descendants will reign a long time over his kingdom in Israel. Our psalm for the day is Psalm 63. A psalm of David, when he was in the desert of Judah. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who want to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced. Let's move on over to the book of 1 Thessalonians. Today we're reading chapter 2, starting in verse 13, and we'll go through verse 20. And in this section, Paul talks about how much he longs to be with the Thessalonians, and also he speaks of his ministry to them, and he kind of reminds them that they're doing good work and that they're suffering for the work of Jesus, and that is a worthy reason to suffer. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. For you, brothers and sisters, became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. You suffered from your own people the same things those churches suffered from the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and also drove us out. They displease God and are hostile to everyone in their effort to keep us from speaking to the Gentiles, so that they may be saved. In this way, they also heap up their sins to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last. But, brothers and sisters, when we were orphaned by being separated from you for a short time, in person, not in thought, out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you. For we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did again and again, but Satan blocked our way. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I see a theme here in the books of Deuteronomy and the Psalms today and in this passage in 1 Thessalonians. And it's the reminder of the importance of God's word. It was important that the king keep God's word close at hand. We, as believers from the Psalms, are to proclaim the works of God and to ponder what he has done. And we find that in God's word. And then here in 1 Thessalonians, we're reminded that the word of God, which is what Paul and the other apostles brought to the Thessalonians, that word of God is at work in those who believe. And so, Lord God, we pray today that your word would be at work in our hearts and our lives, that you would encourage us through your word, that you might gently rebuke us through it, and that you would ultimately remind us of your salvation, your grace, your mercy, and our Lord Jesus Christ, all the ways that he gave of himself, his wonderful deeds on behalf of mankind, on behalf of our fellowship. We pray, Lord, for those in our midst who need a special touch from you today. And so we take a moment of silence to recall those names to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We pray it in Christ's name. Amen.